In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the eighth day of the blessed month of Barmahat. May God begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility. While our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, O my fathers and my brethren, Amen. في مثل هذا اليوم تناح القديس متياس الرسول حوالي سنة 63 ميلادية. ولد في بيت لحم وكان من المرافقين للرسل، وهو الذي اختير عوض يهوذا الإسخريوطي في الرجال الأخوة. كان ينبغي أن يتم هذا المكتوب الذي سبق الروح القدس فقاله بفم داود عن يهوذا الذي صار دليلا الذين قبضوا على يسوع، كان معدودا بيننا وصار له نصيب في هذه الخدمة. فإن هذا اقتنى من أجرة الظلم حقلا، وإذ سقط على وجه انشق من الوصف انسكبت أحشاء كله، وصار ذلك معلوما عند جميع سكان أورشليم حتى دعى ذلك الحقل في لغتهم حقل دم، لأنه مكتوب في المزامير لتصر داره خرابا ولا يكون فيها ساكن وليأخذ وظيفته آخر. فينبغي أن الرجال الذين اجتمعوا معنا كل هذا الزمان الذي فيه دخل إلينا الرب يسوع وخرج منذ معمودية يوحنا إلى اليوم الذي ارتفع عنا يصير واحد منهم شاهدا معنا بقيامته. فأقاموا اثنين، يوسف الذي يدعى برسابا المرقب يوستس، ويوستس يعني عادل، ومتياس، صلوا قائلين: أيها الرب العارف قلوب الجميع، عين أنت من هذين الاثنين، أين اخترته ليأخذ قرعة هذه الخدمة والرسالة التي عدها يهوذا ليذهب إلى مكان. ثم ألقوا قرعتهم فوقعت القرعة على متياس فحسب مع الأحد عشر رسولا. بعد ذلك امتلأ متياس من الروح القدس وذهب يكرز بالإنجيل حتى وصل إلى بلاد قوم يأكلون لحوم البشر. ومن عادتهم أنهم عندما يقع في أيديهم غريب يضعونه في السجن ويطعمونه من الحشائش مدة 30 يوم، ثم يخرجونه ويأكلون لحمه. فلما وصل إليه اليوم القديس متياس ونادى فيهم بشارة المحبة، قبضوا عليه وقلعوا عينيه وأضعوه السجن. ولكن قبل أن تنتهي المدة أرسل إليه الرب اندراوس وتلميذه، فذهب إلى السجن ورأي المسجونين وما يعمل بهم، فوعظ الشيطان إلى أهل المدينة أن يقبضوا عليهما أيضا ويقتلوهما. ولما هموا بالقبض عليهما صلى القديسان إلى الرب فتفجرت عين ماء من تحت أحد أعمدة السجن وفاضت حتى بلغت إلى الأعناق. فلما ضاق الأمر بأهل المدينة ويأسوا من الحياة أتوا إلى الرسولين وبكوا معترفين بخطاياهم. فقال لهم الرسولان: آمنوا بالرب يسوع أنتم تخلصون. فآمنوا جميعهم وأطلقوا القديس متياس. وهذا تولى مع أندراوس وتلميذه تعليمهم سر تجسد المسيح بعد أن صرفت عنهم تلك المياه بصلواتهم وتضرعهم. ثم عمدوهم باسم الثالوث القدوس وصلوا إلى السيد المسيح، فنزع منهم الطبع الوحشي ورسموا لهم أساقفة وكهنة. بعد أن أقاموا عندهم مدة تركوهم، كان الشعب يسألونهم سرعة العودة. أما متياس الرسول فإنه ذهب إلى مدينة دمشق ونادى فيها باسم المسيح، فغضب أهل المدينة عليه وأخذوه وضعوه على سرير حديد وأوقدوا النار تحته فلم تؤذيه، بل كان وجهه يتلألأ بالنور كالشمس. فتعجبوا من ذلك عجبا عظيما وآمنوا كلهم بالرب يسوع المسيح على يدي هذا الرسول. فعمدهم ورسم لهم كهنة وأقام عندهم أياما كثيرة ويثبتهم على الإيمان. وبعد ذلك تنيح بسلام في إحدى مدن يهود اليهودية التي تدعى فلاون، وفيها وضع جسده. صلاته تكون معنا أمين. On this day of the year, on this day also of the year 188 after Christ, which was coincides with the 3rd of March at the time, the Holy Father Pope Julian, the 11th Pope of Alexandria, departed. This father was a student in the seminary established by St. Mark and was ordained priest in the city of Alexandria. He surpassed many in knowledge, righteousness, and purity. So he was ordained patriarch on the 9th of Bermuda. Oh yeah, Baramhot, 178. Anno Domini, after his enthronement, he saw that the pagans did not allow the bishops to leave the city of Alexandria. So he used to leave the city in secret to ordain priests everywhere. Before his departure, the angel of the Lord announced to him that the one who will bring him a cluster of grapes is the one to be succeed him on the patriarchal chair. One day, while Demetrius, the vine dresser, was trimming his trees, he found a cluster of grapes and was not in season. He took the cluster and gave it to the patriarch Ambiulian, who was pleased with the present. He gathered the bishops and told them about the vision and commanded them to enthrone him patriarch after him. This father composed many homilies and discourses. He taught the people continually, preached and visited them. He stayed on the apostolic chair for 10 years, then departed in peace. May his prayers be with us. Amen. Not yet. اسمعوا بالقصة العجيبة دي. Listen to the wonderful story. On this day also, Saint Arianus, the governor of Ancyna, was martyred. When he ordered to shoot Saint Apollonius with arrows, and one of arrows glanced back and struck his eye and destroyed it, as it is mentioned in the seventh day of Barmhat, one of the believers told him, "If you take some of his blood and smear your eye with it, you will receive your sight." The governor took some of his blood, smeared his eye, and immediately was able to see. Arianus believed on the Lord Christ. Arianus killed thousands of Christians. Thousands of Christians were martyred on his hand, but the Lord visited him and made him a martyr among them, as you will hear now. Arianus believed on the Lord Christ with great sorrow for all the evil things which he had done to the holy martyrs and the severity with which he tortured them. Then he rose up, destroyed his idols, and he refrained from torturing any of the believers. When the Diocletian heard the report of Arianus, he brought him and asked him why he had forsaken the worship of his idols. Arianus began to tell him about the signs and wonders which God was working by the hands of the holy martyrs, and how, in spite of the tortures which he had inflicted upon them and the cutting of their bodies, they rose up again whole. The emperor became furious with him because of what he said and ordered him to be tortured severely and to cast him into a pit and to cover it until he dies. The Lord Christ sent his angel, who brought him out from the pit and took him by the bed of the emperor. The emperor woke up from his sleep, and when he saw and recognized that he was Arianus, he was amazed and terrified. Diocletian again ordered him to be placed into a hair sack and to cast him into the sea. So they did. Arianus, the martyr, delivered up his soul while he was in the hair sack. The saint had told his kinsfolk when he bid them farewell that the Lord had told him in a vision of the night, that he would take care of his body, return it to his town. And they could find it on the shore of Alexandria. The Lord ordered a sea creature who carried the saint and brought him to the city of Alexandria, where it cast him on the shore. His men took his body, brought it to Ancena, and laid it with the bodies of the saints Philemon and Apollonius. Thus he finished his good fight and received the heavenly crown. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen. Arianus, who tortured all these, was martyred in the same. I imagine in heaven that they may say to him, yes, you were killing us, but we were praying for you to open your heart and your eye. We must do that for Daesh people and for the terrorists, and we must do that really from all our hearts. Today also marks the third anniversary of the departure of our beloved Pope Shenouda III. May the Lord repose his pure soul and accept his prayers for us all for many years to come. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Axias.
Sure.